egész életemben, legalábbis ebben az életemben még soha nem voltam Debrecenben. De jó híreket hallottam róla.
Lavanga, world traveler, has made this
ami Lavangan, aki világutazó, ezt Prabhudatta Deshére tette.
Of course, tomorrow we will have a public program, and today we will just have a small program for devotees.
Persze holnap lesz egy nagy nyilvános program, de ma csak egy kis program van a baktáknak.
It's already a little late. We
már egy kicsit késő. Mivel késő van, csak a Jai Radha Madhavat és a Hare Krishnát énekeljük.
Thank you. Vidarashita Vidaragabaya Krodha
Vidaragabaya Krodha
Manmaya Manupashita
Manmaya Manupashita
Bhavo Jnana Tapasa
Bhavo Jnana Tapasa
Uttamat Bhava Magata
Uttamat Bhava Magata
Vidaragabaya Krodha
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Praskajaje Sadadine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Being free from attachment, fear and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me and thus they all attained transcendental love for me.
Megszabadulván a ragaszkodástól, a félelemtől és a haragtól, teljesen elmélyülvén én bennem, oltalma, én nálam keresve, már sokan megtisztultak a múltban a rólam szóló tudás által, és így minden érték az irántam érzett transzendentális szöbb.
Here are three preconditions given in order to, for someone who wants to attain a deep realization in Krishna consciousness.
Itt három előfeltétel sorolnak föl az annak számára, aki mély megmosítást akar elérni a Krishna tudatban.
Yesterday we asked the question into the audience, what do you have to give up to become lovable?
Tegnap megkérdeztük ezt a kérdést, hogy mit kell feladni ahhoz, hogy szeretetre méltóvá válj.
And the answer which was given by Yudhishthira Maharaj is pride. So here the question which can be raised is, what do you have to give up to realize
Krishna?
Who remembers? I think this is very important for us to know, because we want to be careful. I'm Krishna conscious. What do you have to be free of? Abhimanyu. In Hungarian?
Ocean.
Have you Christus means Ricci.
Ricci.
This is an important question, isn't it?
Fontos kérdés, igen.
In illness going. In. But certainly all the answers are perfect, but we are looking for something else. Krishna says attachment.
Minden válasz jó, de mi más kérdés, hogy Krishna azt mondja, ragaszkodás,
fear,
félelem,
and anger,
és gyűl.
I wanted to surprise you with this question, because that's what we have just heard in the Sri
Tutankhamun. Mi akartok látni benneket ezzel, mert éppen csak ezt hallottuk most az előbb két-háromszor.
So we can add another thing. Inattention while hearing the Bhagavad Gita class. Prabhupada is describing these are three stages of the material concept of life.
Prabhupada leírja, hogy ez az anyagi életfelfogásnak három szintje.
Someone who is attached to material life, he will neglect spiritual life.
Az, aki ragaszkodik az anyagi élethez, az anyagolni fogja a lelki életet.
See, all these rich people who are full of sense enjoyment, all this, you know, people of Budapest, you know, they are very neglectful, isn't it?
Nézd, hogy gazdag emberek sok pénzük van, mert Budapest az emberek, nagyon hanyagolják ezt.
Fearfulness is another thing.
Félelem, ez egy másik dolog.
Prabhupada describes this fearfulness one has to be very afraid of as fearfulness of a spiritual identity.
Prabhupada mondta, hogy a nagy jelenkel arra, hogy az ember ne féljen lelki azonosságától.
Sometimes devotees are in between us.
Néha bakták közöttünk vannak.
They have given up their false ego, like Raghunath has instructed us. But they have not yet developed fully their spiritual identity. They are not authentic devotees. And the Mayavadis, of course, they conclude like this. Oh, all difficulties which we have in this material world are due to personal relationships.
Persze a Mayavadik pedig úgy érvelnek azzal a következtetéseknek, hogy minden lehetőség, ami van a világban, az a személyes kapcsolatoknak köszönhető.
Therefore, if I do not want to have any more difficulties, I must stop being a person.
És hogyha nem akarok semmiféle nehézséget, akkor csak abba hagyom azt, hogy személy vagyok.
I may experience difficulty because Abhimanyu always gets on my nerves.
Lehet, hogy nehézséget tapasztalok, mert Abhimanyu az idegeimre megy.
He doesn't do so.
Nem teszik, de.
But just as an example, and therefore I might conclude, oh, if I could just be void.
De mint egy példa csak, és akkor arra következtessünk, akkor ó, csak lehetnék üres.
No person. You can see this, when people are, you know, in the subways.
Itt látom, hogy az emberek az aluljáróban vannak.
They are afraid to look into each other's faces.
Metróban, akkor nagyon félnek nézni egymás arcával.
Or in the bus, in the big cities, maybe not in Debrecen, or it's also quite big, isn't it? In big cities, they are very afraid to be persons.
And nagy városokban nagyon félnek attól, hogy személyek legyenek.
They want to merge into the wall.
Be akarnak merülni a falba, vagy olvadni a falba.
If you go like... I think everyone understood. So people project their fear of personal relationships into the transcendental realm where they want to be impersons.
Az emberek a személyiségtől való félelmüket kivetítik a lelki területre is, ahol félnek attól, hogy személyek legyenek, nem akarnak személyek lenni.
They are afraid.
Félnek tőle.
Of being persons. So then there is a last thing.
Vagy utolsó dolog.
Being free from fear and anger. Of course we all know anger is very bad.
Tudjuk mindannyian, hogy a düh az nagyon rossz.
It has been described as a poison which goes through the whole body.
Úgy írják le, mint mérget, ami átjárja az egész testet.
If something happens with the hormones.
Valami történik a hormonokkal.
In India was a test, a lady was very angry at her neighbor lady and quarreled with her.
Indiában volt egy kísérlet, volt egy nő, aki nagyon mérges volt a szomszédasszonyra.
And at the same time, she breastfed her embryo, her baby.
És ugyanakkor szoptatta a gyerekét.
And this, as a result, it the embryo was the baby was dying from blood poisoning.
És a gyerek így módon meghalt vérmérgezéstől.
Because by her anger, some poison came. Was actually physical poison was produced, came in the blood, and then in her breast milk, and that's why the embryo, baby died.
Dühe miatt méreg, fizikai méreg került a vérébe, és a vérébe a tejbe, és szoptatta a gyereket, meghalt az.
But Prabhupada takes the anger here to, Prabhupada takes the anger here in being, you know, angry at the Supreme Personality of Godhead by describing him to be void. No hands, no legs, no personality, no eyes, nothing.
Prabhupada tűnet úgy vesz, mint a Istenség legfelsőbb személyiségére dühösnek lenni, és azt tagadni, hogy neki személyisége van, teste, keze, lába, szeme is.
So if you want to become Krishna conscious, you must become free from attachment.
Hogyha Krishna tudatos akarsz lenni, akkor meg kell szabadulnod a ragaszkodástól.
Fear.
Félettől.
Which is particularly the fear to be an authentic devotee, a person.
A félelem sajátságos módon az, hogy egy bhakta, egy autentikus személy legyen.
And an anger.
És
dűs. So this is a very, now we want to take it a little further. We speak of becoming conscious about Krishna.
Arról beszélünk, hogy tudatossá válni Krishnáról.
So this is not an easy thing.
Ez nem egy könnyű dolog.
And today I want to describe to you in explaining the shloka, how to become more conscious about Krishna.
Most ebből majd akarom nektek magyarázni, ez a shlokával kapcsolatban, hogy hogyan válhatunk tudatosabbakká Krishnáról.
First of all, it's Krishna for our material senses is unknowable.
Először is Krishna az anyagi érzékeink számára megismerhetetlen.
He is transcendental.
Transcendentális.
He's in a he's not one of us.
Ő nem egy közülünk.
Whom we can see and understand with our faculties.
Akit láthatunk, vagy érzékelhetünk, megérthetünk a mi lehetőségünkkel.
You have to develop first the consciousness, the spiritual consciousness in order to perceive something of Krishna.
Ki kell fejleszteni ezt a lelki tudatosságot, tudatot, hogy valamit felfogjunk Krishnából.
Since this is a difficult subject, I want to tell you a little story from the Chandogya Upanishad.
Mivel ez egy nehéz kérdés, ezért elmondok egy kis történetet a Chandogya Upanishadból.
A father once had a very arrogant son.
Egy apának volt egy nagyon arrogáns fia.
So he sent him to a teacher so that he could learn.
Elküldte egy tanárhoz, hogy tanuljon.
And when the son came back, the father asked him,
So, do you know the unknowable?
Amikor visszajött a gyerek, akkor az apa megkérdezte, ismered most már a ismeretlen?
Have you understood what cannot be understood?
Megértetted, amit nem lehet megérteni?
Have you seen what cannot be seen?
Látod azt, amit nem lehet látni?
No, who says the son?
No.
Then, so the father, bring me a fruit from that tree.
És akkor mondta az apa, hozz egy gyümölcsöt a fáról.
And when the son came back with the fruit, the father said, what do you see?
És visszajött a fiú, akkor az apa azt mondta, mit látsz?
I see a fruit.
Gyümölcsöt látok.
No. Don't you see anything more?
Nem látsz semmi más.
The son took the knife and cut the fruit and he said, well, I see the meat of the fruit inside. Don't you see something else? Well, I see a seed, if that's what you mean. Don't you see something else?
And that's on Mars.
I see some insight in this. There's a bite in the seed.
Látok valami fejlet ebben a magban.
That's all you see?
Ezt látok minden. Ez minden fel.
Yeah.
Igen.
Then the father said, I see a tree.
És a lapok pedig azt mondta, és én meg egy fát látok.
And many more trees.
És még sokkal több fát látok.
He saw, obviously, by the eyes of knowledge. And there, in each seed, there is a sleeping tree, so to say. Philosophical language is called it latent vorhanden. Latent, I don't know. Does it sound like an English or Hungarian word?
Latent,
yes.
As philosophy, we have been latent, latent.
Yes. So this is how you can see what cannot be seen and understand what cannot be understood. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna takes this philosophical concept further by saying that he is a seed. The generating seed of all existence.
Krishna tovább viszi ezt a Bhagavad Gitában, és azt mondja, hogy ő minden létnek az eredeti magja.
He is the beginning, the end, and the middle. Sorry, the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Ő a kezdet, középés, a vég.
By his potency, everything grows.
Az ő energia által nő minden.
And comes into being.
És jön létre.
And also goes out of being.
És múlik el.
But you cannot see that if your eyes are not trained in knowledge.
Én nem látom az ezt, hogyha a szemeidet nem képesztik a tudásra.
I want, because this is so, so your consciousness determines what you see.
A tudatod meghatározza azt, hogy mit látsz.
If you show this to some person who doesn't know how to read, and ask him what he sees, he will say white and little blue boxes and inside something black.
És akkor ő azt mondja, hogy a személynek, aki nem tud írni.
And imagine a professor finds the same book.
Képzeljük el, hogy egy professzor találja ugyanazt a könyvet.
He will be able to read. He will understand character and how they relate to each other. He will understand a whole dramatic plot of the story. And he will feel a red English. But because a dog has no knowledge, he will just put his urine mark there.
Baldi was here. Yes, that's his reaction. It's the same book. But someone who sees with the eyes of knowledge can understand more than someone who does not. So this transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness helps us. But ultimately, knowledge also can't help you to understand Krishna. Even if you know that Krishna is a generating seed of all
things,
you won't be able to perceive Krishna. Even if you know that the whole world comes from Krishna, you will not perceive
Krishna.
What is necessary to understand Krishna? Abhimanyu Prabhu says, Bhakti is not running around at midnight. Bhakti means devotional service to Krishna.
Abhimanyu Prabhu is Bhakti.
Devotional service. So, this Bhaktyamana Vijana Sindhyavanya Shashvita Prada. So, by Bhakti alone, one can understand Krishna. If you love Krishna, you will get the proper eyes to see him. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena, that is described in Brahma Samhita. If your eyes are smeared with the salve of love, then you can see. You can actually see Krishna in the heart. The Swarup, that means the form of the Lord, which is inconceivable, can be seen through Bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada describes, if you actually see Krishna, he will look different than you think. Much more beautiful. And the color, you know, now we imagine Krishna to be of a dark blue, isn't it? But his color will look of a transcendental variegatedness. Variegated means there are different shades of colors. It will be completely different than we can imagine. It will be highly intoxicating. It is called, now the world is covered with madness. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has flooded the world with the madness from the treasure house of love of God. The important point here is, if you have Krishna consciousness, then this will transcend all realizations which you have in this world. You will see Krishna as Nataldwara, the best of dancers.
fogod látni Krishna, mint a legjobb táncos.
And you will see him as Murari Dhara, the carrier of the flute.
És fogod látni, mint a fúvolának a tartója.
Actually, it is described that when Krishna comes with his flute, he usually doesn't carry them, he only carries them when he plays.
Azt jelenti, hogy amikor Krishna jön, akkor nem tartja a fúláját, csak akkor fogja őket, amikor fogja, amikor játszik rajta.
He has two servants who just carry his flutes.
Két szolgálat, csak hozzák ezt a szolgálat.
And whatever he wants to play, they give him.
És amikor játszani, akkor adják, és játszik.
And you will see him as Tribhanga.
És fogod látni, hogy Tribhanga.
Yes. Three times bent. He bent three times.
Ez háromszorosan meghajlott.
Here he is bent.
Itt.
Here he is bent.
Ott.
And here. And like this. Tribhanga. So, now this particular Krishna.
And the Krishna.
Is a is whom we want to realize. And I wanted to and we need, like our Abhanga Prabhu has informed us, the mercy to do this. We actually need to be empowered by Krishna. And this has been very nicely demonstrated in the Govardhan Lila. See, when Krishna actually carried the Govardhan hill, he asked his cowherd boyfriends to help him. And they took their sticks and also carried.
Fogták a bodjaikat, és ők is tartották.
And when it was over,
volt,
then the cowherd boys said, no, there's a very nice detail. So Indra sent the Sangvataka cloud. And there were raindrops as big as elephants to the boy. And it became so full of water in Vrindavan that, this is described, one couldn't differentiate any longer between what was high and what was low. Everything was flooded. So, when this water all ran down the Govardhan hill, which was carried by Krishna, it was starting to gush underneath the hill where everyone was standing. So Krishna did two wonderful things. First he called Anantashesha, who coiled around as to make a ball, like a ball which keeps the sea at bay.
So this hogy csinálni egy olyan gyűrűt, egy olyan falat, ami távol tartja, mint a gátat a tengeren.
And but then still water was coming.
Heavy.
So he called his Sudarshan Chakra. The Sudarshan Chakra drank up all the water by letting it evaporate. So after this was, this lila was finished, Krishna wanted to set the Govardhan hill to the place where it was. But by now the people had become very, a little bit proud. Oh Krishna, you just go underneath the hill. We will put it back. So
So then Krishna decided to give his friends a lesson. He went underneath the hill. He went away. Oh, all of a sudden, the hill came down. Because, see, they were empowered by Krishna. But they had become proud. They thought we, by our own strength, can carry the hill. That became a problem. Do you understand, Raghunath? So this is, you know, we need the mercy. And the moment we forget that we have, that we are very incompetent and can do something on our own, we are destroyed. I think every Sankirtan devotee can write books about this. Isn't it? When you become proud on Sankirtan, then smash. Do you know? Have you noticed?
Yes, sir.
No?
No.
Yes. Because we only can do something by Krishna's mercy. So, this is described, Krishna Shakti Vina Nohe Tara Pravatan. That only by the potency of the Lord you can actually spread Krishna consciousness. And Krishna let be the God. And how it works, Krishna is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ihayasya Hare Dasye Karmana Manasa Vacha Nikilas Vapyavastasu Jiva Mukta Saushati. A liberated soul is he who in this world engages his karmana activities, his mind, his watch, his words in the service of the Lord. He is liberated from the ordinary course of events. And he is able to do wonderful things. Yes. Now, today I want to end this class by telling you a nice Krishna Leela. Something which will engladden your days and which will conclude. Up to now we have been hearing about the three things we have to give up in order to become Krishna consciousness. We have heard that it is very difficult to understand Krishna if you are not in the right consciousness. And we have heard how by bhakti you can understand Krishna. And we have understood that this bhakti which lets us understand Krishna or even work for Krishna is all the blessings of Krishna. And now we will end by hearing about Krishna personally. This is described by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his work A Moonbeam of Sheer Astonishment.
As
Master, which you should have to be left.
Moonbeam. Moonbeam of Shia astonishment.
I think no one of us has ever heard such a term.
Shia astonishment. But you are astonished? Shia means pure. So say it again. Moonbeam of Shia astonishment.
At this time I make a repetition, make the definition of Oshubara.
Amazing book title, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
So anyway, one day, well, what you have to understand is, before I can explain this, that in Vrindavan, of course, Krishna is eternally associating with Srimati Radharani. But Radharani, Srimati Radharani, is not married to Krishna. She is married to Abhimanyu.
Abhimanyu,
who is the shadow of Krishna. The stepmother of Radharani is always suspecting Radha to have an association with Krishna.
Radha and Anyusha mindig gyanakszik, hogy kapcsolatban van Krishnával.
Because she wants Radha to be together with one day. But you have to understand, this only makes the association between Radha and Krishna more penetrable. Can you understand this? Because it's not so easy for them to associate. They have to overcome obstacles. They have to really want to associate. I mean, that they always want, but they really have to, how would you say?
Work hard.
Work hard. It's more interesting. So now the Leela unfolds. Once Jatila talks with her daughter Kutila. Radharani goes every morning to cook for Krishna. In the strange.
And for chess.
Yes, but how does this come about? Yatila answered, well, Dovasha Muni gave Radharani the blessing that whatever she would cook would taste sweeter than honey. Plus, anyone who would eat the food prepared by Radha would never become sick.
Radhának a dolgászmúni azt az áldást adta, bármi, ami főz az édesanyos, mint a méz, a nektár, és bármi, és aki azt teszi, az sohasem lesz beteg.
When he assured her that, she asked Radha to come every morning to cook the breakfast for her Krishna.
Amikor ezt jösszük a hauta, akkor azt kérdezik, annak kérdezik Radha, hogy jöjjön minden reggel főzni Krishna reggel.
And then Jatila said, this Dovasha Muni has only created problems by his blessings. What does a sannyasi know to give blessings? He has no idea. Now our household affairs are unsettled.
discovered as the beginning.
From this day on, I forbid Radha Rani, forbade Radha Rani to go and cook the breakfast for Krishna.
Why not cook the breakfast for Radha Rani for the lady in Krishna's breakfast again?
Then she married Radha Rani, she fainted.
Wow, that she was Radha Rani for the line.
And she began to cry tears of separation.
She was out of the screen yet.
The whole floor became muddy. But her body was so hot that the floor immediately dried up and had this, you know, this things. For 4 days she was just lying. Then the fifth day, Dhanishta came. That's the maid servant in Yashoda's house. It said Krishna is very sad. At least cook here something for Krishna. Then I can bring it to
Krishna.
So Srimati Radharani immediately got up, took a shower, and cooked. And she bent over. In Vrindavan, you sometimes cook with these open fires. And she bent very hard over the fire. And everyone was thinking, oh Radha, you're burning yourself. Don't come too close. And she said, oh no, these fires are very cooling. Now I can cook for Krishna. This is very cooling for my body. So much Srila. Mahabharata is called the greatest amount of love. When she could finally cook for Krishna, the heat of her body was cooled by the
fire.
So then Dhanishta brought the sweets, she cooked sweets for Krishna. And Dhanishta brought the sweets and Krishna was enjoying. But then he made the plan to make a revolution. One hour later, Radha Rani fell down on the floor. What is, said Yatila?
Shakur.
Who said Kutila, his daughter? She has been bitten by a snake. Then we must bring a snake shama. So when Radha Rani, Yatila said, let's bring a snake shama, Radha Rani. As soon as a man will touch my body, I will give up my whole life. So they went to Purnamasi. With all grey hair. She is Yoga Maya. Can you help? No, since Purnamasi is fine. I don't know anything about snake. But go to Gargi. The daughter of Garmuni, she might be able to help. So they came to Gargi. No, said Gargi, I do not know anything about to cure snake poison. But I have a sister who lives in Varanasi, in Benares. She is very expert in mantra chanting.
Okay,
And she might be able to cure this
poison.
So they went to the house of Garga Muni. And Gargi called out, Vidyavali, oh sister, come, some work for you. Then all of a sudden, out the door came the most beautiful girl. She has an effulgence like many thousands of suns. It's very difficult to look at her. Because a base of bliss emanated from her. Oh, said Yatila Kotila, you look very amazing. So Vidyavali went like, who are these two cowherd girls? I call cowherd women. Or said Gargi, they are from Vrindavan. Their daughter-in-law, Radharani, has been bitten by a snake bite, and they came to obtain your help. Or said Vidyavali, I hope you don't expect me to go to these cowherd women. I will lose my caste. I won't go to these Vaishyas. And then I said, Gargi, come on, you have been associating too much with the Mayavadis of Varanasi. They are from Vrindavan. And then said Vidyavali, who knows, when I'm going to Vrindavan, all of a sudden out of some bush, this woman hunter Krishna will come and he will look at me and then I have to give up my body. So, who can tell us who this Vidyavali is? Yes, it was Krishna who had disguised himself into a beautiful lady. And now he wanted his revenge on Yatila and Kotila. He had unfolded his lila. Finally, Gargi convinced Vidyavali to go. And Vidyavali said, well, I have to administer a bit. And then he saw Radharani lying there. Was very white in the face. So Vidyavali said, well, this is a very serious case. I have to administer a very peculiar treatment. Give me a betel nut to show. And then Vidyavali, I have to chew this betel nut and transport it into the mouth of Radha. And Vidyavali did. In other words, Krishna kissed Radha. Before everyone, before Yatila and Kutila. Oh, said Yatila and Kutila, we have never heard of such a treatment. But maybe you have to do it again? No, no, said Vidyavali. There's no reaction.
Now I must do something very special. Now we must call the snake this mantra. And we must ask the snake what we can give her or him so that he will retrace the poison out of Radha's body. But then the snake will bite us. No, no, said Vidyavati. I know mantra. Okay, said Vidyavati, you can stand before the door. Just listen. Then Vidyavati began with her mantra. All of a sudden they heard, then they heard a voice. Why have you called me? It was Vidyavali, and she put a different voice. Where's the Vidyavali? Who are you? I am a servant of Durvasa Muni. Who is a partial extension of Lord Shiva. And why have you come here? To buy Radha. I want to create so much disturbance for Yatira. No. I have come here to bite Radha, and tomorrow I will bite Abhimanyu. Said Yatira, Kutila. But why? Asked Vidyavali. I want to create so much harm to Yatira and Kutila that they regret the day when they have taken birth in this world.
Just went back on your boy to go to the Yatira and Kutila got burned for the Augustan of the Shantan for the Uncle next to that people would have an army.
But why?
They
have offended my master Durvasa by calling him a fool who doesn't know how to give blessings.
Make sure that they go, Master Durvasa, ask him that he was bold and push the walk into the Altashtami.
And also they have said Krishna is after Radharani. That is not a fact. Krishna is a very good boy.
It's also that way. Krishna is very bold and Radharani has no meaning more.
They have forbidden that Radha goes to cook for Krishna. That's why I will bite Abhimanyu. Kill him also. Oh, said Vidyavali, is there anything which they could do to please you? So that you don't bite Abhimanyu, that you take back the poison.
There
was a long silence. No word.
We do anything.
Yes, said the snake. Radha must come every morning and cook for
Krishna.
Breakfast. He's a very good boy. And they must never say anything bad about Krishna.
That's
So Vidya Bali said, so have you heard? Vegan! Yes, we promise.
Vegan.
And then they had
shh.
And they came in. And Vidya Bali said, okay, she's gone, the snake is gone. You can come in. So they were seeing Radharani. And she was just going laughing.
He never did.
Oh, you are so happy.
Oh, we are both away.
Oh, nothing. I just came back. I'm happy that I lived, said Radharani. Oh, good. Yes, just take quickly a bath. Dress nicely. Yatila Godila speak, huh? And go to Krishna. And cook. He's a very good boy. Very good boy. And then they give ornaments and gifts to Vidya Bali.
Sorry.
Everything. Went there. So this is one of Krishna's many nice leelas. Many, many nice leelas. There is no end. And I think by hearing them, one feels attracted to
Krishna.
What do you think, Lamaka, Sultan? Yes, you can. One is, Krishna is so wonderful. These activities are so extraordinary. Therefore, it is Krishna. To become Krishna consciousness is really the aim of life. But it's no longer bored. Bored. No boredom. One feels nothing is happening. Boredom. What is the word? Uranam.
Uranam.
Yes. So, let us all become Krishna conscious in this life. He had a wonderful chance. Such a wonderful temple. The nice temple president called Lavanga. The world traveler. And we can spread Krishna consciousness like anything. And make our lives successful. And the lives of others also who can come in contact with Krishna. So Hare Krishna. I will not take questions this evening because we are a little late, 9:30. Yeah. But thank you very much for listening. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Satyananda Maharaj ki jai.